Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hello, America. I'm Robert Reese, and welcome to the CEO Show. We're here today with Megan Davis. How are you, Megan?
I'm great. Nice to be here.
A pleasure to be with you. And Megan is the CEO of Thinks. This is a really interesting product disrupting the femcare industry completely. So, and it's also, you're recently in the CEO role. So we're going to talk about leadership, some great insights that you've learned around the way. But first, talk about Thinks and the product and what it is.
Absolutely. So I'm so passionate about what we do. Thinks is here to transform leak protection for those who pee and bleed. And that may sound like just another headline that, of course, you put in place in your first 3 months as CEO. But having worked in the feminine hygiene category for many, many years, it really resonated with me that there had been no innovation, format innovation at least, prior to the introduction of reusable underwear since the menstrual cup in the 1930s. And you're talking about half the population. We've had, you know, we've gone from radio to mobile phones in that time frame, but yet we didn't think to create better or more comfortable or alternative solutions for those who have periods or, you know, those who have bladder leaks. There is no shame in biology. There is no shame in these things. So why in the world were we not innovating for them? So that was where Thinks was born. We make reusable underwear for people with periods and bladder leaks. They can be used instead of traditional tampons, pads, or as a backup to those. They can be used all cycle or on your light days, but a really comfortable and effective solution that is sustainable to the environment. And personally, I find much better.
And so how do you come in and innovate in an industry that, like you're saying, for almost 100 years has had no innovation, and yet it's one of the largest industries out there? What's your mindset?
I think the first mindset that one needs to have, not sure I had it walking in the door, is that's actually really difficult. And you mentioned a few barriers that one needs to keep in mind. So I came having had years in over-the-counter medicines or beauty products. And I know, Robert, this will shock you, but people would rather talk about retinol and moisturizers than they would about their periods. And you know, that's just a bit of the stigmas that we are constantly trying to combat. But you're trying to have people think differently about the options that are available to them in a category they're not necessarily posting on Instagram naturally as they want to talk about their period and what they enjoy, what they prefer. As anyone in the CEO seat will know, if you're driving awareness and education and consideration and conversion, that's a lot of money. That's a lot of ands that you're trying to get accomplished. So I think that was one of my first learnings is, oh, gee, you really need to think differently about your marketing approach because it's simply not sustainable to have to do so much category work in a traditional way. No. I'd say that the second aha is when you are the disruptor, you're playing by rules of a game that were written for the ones you're disrupting, whether it's, you know, the regulatory rules or what Walmart or Target expect of you. It's really interesting. Of course, you know, all of that stuff is quite literally written for the traditional femcare hygiene products.
So when you go into meetings with your team, are you starting with a blank sheet and you're saying, we have this amazing category? Because it's so needed. That's what everything is about in business. There's meeting consumer needs, and there's an enormous need. How do you go about your brainstorming and your innovation?
Yeah, so the consumer at the center, always. You know, I think that's probably the other critical learning is don't be distracted by being a disruptor. At the end of the day, the fundamentals of marketing apply to a disruptive category exactly the same way as they apply to anything else. So who are you speaking to? What is the value that you're adding above what they have today, both in terms of a physical sense, but for us, it's also an emotional sense. And then how are you able to articulate that value to them through your innovation, through your marketing, through your availability and shelf, all of the above. So we have two major product lines. One is for period, one is for bladder leaks. It is absolutely inspiring. You know, I've been at these conferences and people run up to me, or even my friends from, you know, growing up or college whose daughters are in the early teens, to be able to come into your period in a safe and no drama way because you just had your underwear on. You didn't have to worry about it. And when it came, it came. And it just makes such a difference for people entering into this category. Similarly, for people with bladder leaks, you know, they want protection, but they don't want to feel like they have to wear a bulky pad or a quote-unquote adult diaper. They want to wear their underwear. They want to still be sexy. They still want to have comfort. And so knowing what those emotional and physical needs are that you're serving is where we always are going to start.
Yeah, that makes so much sense. And I think you have an enormous opportunity. I remember one of my first interviews was with Jay Walker, who founded Priceline, but he has more innovations and patents than almost anyone in American history. And I asked him, I said, well, Jay, what is the secret to huge innovation? He says you have to find an enormous market, but that's not being used the right way. I said, like what? Like people brushing their teeth. You have that. As a matter of fact, femme hygiene right now is about a $40 billion market, and it's expected to grow to $60 billion by 2030. So what is your real plan? Here you are, a disruptor coming in with arguably the best product in a very tight niche, but you could go a lot of ways. Just like Amazon, you know, started with books. Once they mastered it, they went for everything. What is your real strategy of moving forward?
Yeah, I think the first and foremost is being able to meet the needs of the period consumer and the bladder leak consumer by ensuring they don't need to compromise in order to use a more comfortable and sustainable product. So there's the first step. You know, for me, the mentality is like the iPhone or the iPod. The first is the disruptor, but you make a lot of compromises to use that first disruptive product. And for me, the critical thing is we want to go from loved by few to worn by millions, is we need to ensure that we are not requiring her to make a compromise versus disposable products. And that comes with product performance, that comes with absorption, leak, product safety, odor control, also price. You know, we're a durable product, so you have a high price outlay, but then it pays off in the future of not needing so many disposable products. So for us, it's, you got to create the conversation, but the conversation only goes so far. That wins you your early adopters. We're at the part now that we are pushing above those early adopters. And, you know, even to someone like me, I was fine with the disposable products. But once I try this and I realize I don't need to make any compromises and I can wear it all day and have comfort and it's, you know, easy to clean and easy to maintain, then you never look back. But that's the stage that we're at.
Yeah. So, I mean, it seems to me if you are able to find like an influencer, if you're able to find Taylor Swift saying, this is the greatest product, all of a sudden, I bet your sales grow by 1,000x or something.
Yeah. It's, not specific to things. I think everybody, especially digitally native companies, are trying to figure out what that model looks like. So all of us have really struggled coming out of what was COVID tailwinds for many D2C companies, including Thinks, where you were able to very easily reach that person without needing Taylor Swift. You just needed some Facebook and Instagram posts and some targeted performance marketing. And then you realize that now you need to go more upper funnel. And we are all experiencing that the cost of acquisition for new entrants into a category is very high. And you want to be able to get them in. You want to drive that conversion. But you need to do it in a financially sustainable way. And so this is where, you know, whether it's Taylor or it's the broader content conversation around body literacy and education and generally tapping into this broader cultural zeitgeist that we all as women and people with periods and bladder leaks do feel like we should understand our bodies more, and we do feel like we're owed more. And so how do we tap into that in order to financially sustainably drive that awareness, drive that consideration, and then ultimately drive that conversion? I'm guessing Taylor's out of my budget, but if you know her, you feel free to let her know and give me a call.
There you have it. We're about to take a commercial break, but anyone who's interested, what is the website they should go to find out about things?
Thinx.com. T-H-I-N-X.
That's the key. You got it spelled with the X.com. And there you have it. When we come back, we're going to talk about the state of the period, what you could learn from that, and also your alliance with Kimberly Clark. We might talk about women's leadership, maybe even the important thing that everyone's on their mind right now, which is supply chain, which you're certainly dealing with a lot. So I saw a smile on your face on that one. We'll be back in a few, and we will be speaking more with Megan Davis. So see you soon.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com, or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Show. We speak with the CEOs who've reinvented the fabric of America. We're here with Megan Davis, who is the CEO of Thinx. And as we've heard, this is a unique product in one of the biggest growing categories. And in the past, it had a stigma, but right now, we're about to break through that. Talk about something called the State of the Period.
Yeah, so the State of the Period report is something that Thinx does with period.org on an annual or biannual basis to bring insights into stigmas around periods, conversations around periods, really important topics like period poverty and how that impacts our teen populations as well as adult populations. And it's based here in the U.S., which, as I read and understand some of the stats, you know, you look at it and say, oh, but that's not here. You know, those statistics must be somewhere else in a more, you know, emerging market. But no, even here in the U.S., we have a significant period poverty and lack of access to period supplies. Now, the great news is that Thinx and period.org and other key partners that we work with, like Alliance for Period Supplies, and to be honest, the teen and Gen millennial populations have done such an amazing job with bringing visibility to this issue. And so we see a lot of progress. Like, many states have repealed the sales tax as it relates to menstrual products. We saw just in New York recently some progress on having some of these products in education in high schools. So really, really great progress. And I take great pride in what Thinx does to create this report. Because without this report, there's very little that people in the governments and school boards can reference. But while there's a lot of great progress, it absolutely does signal there's so much more to go. I think the stat that I was mentioning to you is that 78% of those who were surveyed said that they knew more about the biology of a frog than they did about their own biology as females. And, you know, I think we can all look back on that. Like, there was some awkward health class where perhaps you learned about this stuff, but it was very much a giggle and, you know, a little bit more under wraps. And I think the teen population is doing a great job of really challenging that. And they said a lot of progress has been made, especially at home. But still, in schools, people are embarrassed. You know, it can affect their ability to be in class. And as we know, if you disrupt the ability to be in class at that, you know, really impactful age, especially for a teen woman, it can create confidence and ruin her potential for the future. So this is something we're really passionate about. We talk about periods, and we're going to continue to do that in a very unapologetic way.
Let's talk about a big, well, you mentioned supply chain, you smiled at. So what, you've been with Johnson & Johnson for years. Now it's actually Kimberly-Clark they obviously saw the potential of things and made a major investment in this. So what can you advise people? So many CEOs are dealing with supply chain issues, and you've somehow cracked a lot of the code in that.
The supply chain piece still just comes down to good fundamentals. We have a strategic partner with MAS, who is a very large manufacturer in Sri Lanka. The end of the day, there's nothing you can do in supply chain that is more impactful than having good forecasting processes, having solid scenario planning, having an agile and collaborative approach with your suppliers. We are not perfect. We have struggled with inventory challenges just like everybody else. But I think that what was an aha to me coming from a very large, established CPG pharmaceutical healthcare company into a smaller one is the importance of a traditional forecasting, integrated forecasting, as we refer as S&OP or integrated business planning. But these types of core fundamentals are not the cool factor that I thought I was going to come in and do when I came from big J&J to agile startup darling thinks, but it's insanely impactful as you're building, especially as you go from the single digit millions to the double digit millions to the triple digit millions. It is on my top list of advice for any of my friends and colleagues who are starting companies or are coming into early stage. Is it is never too early to have a monthly cycle, forecasting, financials, adapt and edit and start again. It's there's no silver bullet to that stuff. It's just the pure process fundamentals.
You know, I've read up some stuff on you of challenges you had, like your first presentation and everything. And talk about what your journey has been like in a woman in leadership and why, especially in a category that is central to like 50% almost of the population.
I don't know if it's unique to women in leadership, but certainly I think we probably get our fair share of the desire to be perfect and holding ourselves to an expectation that we need to be perfect in order to be in these roles or to progress. Sometimes you hear it as the imposter syndrome, and I'm not sure that's exactly how I felt it, but I think it's all in that same space and that forgiveness that, like, you're not perfect, you're still adding a ton of value, and you're adding value above what many other people would be able to do in that role. So the story that I had included feels so small, and yet when I look back, especially, you know, in dealing with the challenges in building this business, feels ever resonant. And that is, you know, you first big presentation, I was presenting it to the director of the department, and I was so excited and so scared and so nervous, and the printer screwed up. And it's something so small, but those are the kinds of things that if you allow that to get in your head and you allow that to derail you, you'll be in the corner crying rather than giving a killer presentation using no printed documents. So that was one of those first. I got great advice from the manager of like, hey, just do it without it. You know this so well. You don't need those documents. You know, you are like allowing yourself to be distracted by this small thing that you're making big. And as I say to my team, it's a little bit like the Ted Lasso, like be a goldfish. Like, you know, you got to shake it off and you've got, oh, there's Taylor. So you've got to be able to go past that and deliver with value. And so I've kept that with me because I do think there's this element of like wanting to worry that if you don't show that you know it all, or worried that if you show vulnerability, especially as a female CEO, that somehow you're punished for that. And so I keep it close in mind, like, perfection is the enemy of everything. Like, you just need to go for it, and you need to be smart, and you need to have the right understanding of the business. You need to know your numbers. You need to have those fundamentals. But if you're expecting perfect, you'll never achieve it to the detriment of the success of the business. So yeah, that's been one of my big learnings. But as I said to you earlier, one of my big wins is that there are so many more folks who have gotten that message that we're able to talk to each other. I think there was always this stereotype that women leaders were going to push each other down. And I just simply don't feel that anymore. I think I have a really great cohort of CEOs of similar companies, and we're so open with our vulnerabilities, the challenges we're facing, and it makes us so much more successful as leaders, and just improves our mental health overall, that you know you have other people in your corner.
And there you have it. That was a great inspirational sum up, Megan. And again, the website, THINX.com, correct?
Got it. It is the cyber sale as of today. So please go now and you'll get a nice deal to get you started in your journey for reusable absorbent underwear.
There you have it. Great having you on the CEO show.
Thank you so much, Robert.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritional largest meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Hello, America. I'm Robert Greeson. Welcome to CEO Show. We're here today with Gio Albertazzi. How are you, Gio?
I'm very well, Robert. Thank you for having me here. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. I'm glad to be with you because Gio is the CEO of Vertiv, who you've heard about. But Vertiv is really leading the way in terms of AI. And this is, you might call, a 50-year-old, $5.5 billion startup. You know, with about 27,000 employees in 130 countries. But talk about what Vertiv does with data.
Absolutely. So we all know data is pervasive. We know data is going to be even more pervasive, whether it's data through telecom or data through data center, edge applications. Every single CEO in this planet, and certainly watching this video, has a digital transformation agenda. So I think data continue to grow, continue to expand, but data needs an infrastructure that is not just servers and storage. It's a data center, it's towers, it's access network. For that, you have to have the physical infrastructure, you have to have the rack, you have to have the cooling, you have to have the power that brings the very infrastructure to life. We make that physical infrastructure available to the collocators, hyperscalers, telecom companies to make sure that data flows in the world and data continues to accelerate. So we are at Vertiv, very central to every CEO's agenda, let me say.
And you're really the leader, the one company that has this is what you do and you are the best. And you stay with your knitting.
We like to think we are the best. We certainly are a global leader. We certainly are unique in the sense of having the full scope of digital critical infrastructure. So very proud of our position. And we've been, you know, in a very strong position in the last decades. So there is a long tradition as well as a very strong acceleration for us.
So when you talk about data, enterprise technology is changing very, very rapidly, as we know. And it's hard for companies not to understand what they have to do to keep up with this because it's moving so quickly. What are the trends? You're in a unique vantage point that you see, Gio, occurring in AI as it continues to heat up.
Absolutely. You hit it there, Robert. What we see right now, and I know everyone heard about ChatGPT, among other things. AI has been there for quite some time. But AI is accelerating at a speed that will be breathtaking going forward. And again, it is in every business agenda, every business leader's agenda to make sure that they profit and leverage AI. What does that mean? That means that the infrastructure, something that many of us cannot see, but it's behind making it happen, will need to enable this growth. And people talk about 3x the volume of data we have today, and we have a lot of data traffic in the world already now, but that is the likely acceleration. So it is an acceleration that comes with a transformation, a data density that is unprecedented. So the industry will have to adapt in terms of infrastructure to that density. And that will impact both those who use, let's say, cloud services and those who have their own within their enterprise infrastructure. But at the same time, you combine that with the 5G wave that has been ongoing for quite some time, combine the two, the power of AI and the power of 5G, and you have a number of applications that are very important for each and every CEO out there enabling their business. So think about it as a next wave of transformation about to hit us all. And again, I'd like to, you to think of Vertiv as one of the key enablers of that transformation.
What action should CEOs take based on what's happening?
First of all, you know, make sure that you all re-examine your digital transformation fundamentals, because an acceleration is going to hit you guys and it's going to hit us all. So from as a CEO running my business, I have not only to think in terms of what infrastructure we build, but what do we have to implement in terms of business process, et cetera, as a user for the new technology. And then make sure you partner with the leaders. Partner with the leaders that can be a leading cloud provider, have leading co-location providers, and make sure that your in-house infrastructure is developed with the leaders in the industry.
So how, Gio, do you really identify which markets, how you're going to expand? You're a global leader. You're already in 130 countries, but there's a lot of different locations that have escalated growth in data.
Definitely. This is very interesting, actually, because being a global company gives you the opportunity to see how things are cycled across the globe. In this industry, and particularly the data center industry, we see that North America is definitely leading. So the AI acceleration is happening primarily in North America. And there is almost a lag of 6 months, sometimes a year, year and a half in other parts of the world. So the forefront, being at the forefront of the technology means being very strong in North America, which we are. I mean, we're very global in the way we manage innovation and R&D, but working and partnering with the big industry players, and again, the reference hyperscalers and cloud providers, or now with artificial intelligence, the big chip providers, is absolutely essential. But again, so you have as a CEO on a truly global company like we are, you can very clearly see different stages of development in different parts of the market. For example, if we take the 5G rollout, it was almost reversed. So in many respects, Asia and Europe are leading. So it's interesting to see how things flow across the world, but definitely everything that is AI, everything that is high-density computing, it's America-led.
Let's talk about leadership. So you're fortunate. You have Dave Cote is your chairman, right? And Dave has been on the show, and he is, by the way, one of the greatest CEOs. He led Honeywell. I think it was like 800% growth, led from $20 billion to $120 in market capitalization. And really, he also, I mean, the thing I like the most is his book, which is, you see it like right there, Winning Now, Winning Later. And this is, explain what it's like, because here you have this icon who's all about, don't do the short-term planning. You're going to mess up. You can win if you do it long-term. Explain what his philosophy is, because I know that's in the DNA of Vertiv.
First of all, it's an honor and a privilege having Dave as chairman and as a mentor, and he's so active. I mean, we're on the phone very, very, very regularly, and he's very involved in the business. It's just, it's pure joy for him. So you can see how passionate he is about business in general. So, and clearly his philosophy is really transpiring and really influenced the way we run the company. Plus, I must say that I have a leadership style, so I'm comparing myself with a giant, of course, but a leadership style that is relatively similar. And so his mentorship is tremendously valuable. But you know, the trick there, and what Dave's saying, is that you can't think long term, you can't think short term. You have to think both And what we think is a trade-off, truly, if you have the intellectual curiosity and the intellectual perseverance and the executional perseverance, really, the two are not at odds. So it's just being extremely pragmatic when you're strategizing and extremely pragmatic when you execute.
Okay, on that, we're about to take a break. And anyone listening in, definitely buy Winning Now, Winning Later. Unbelievable book. Tells about leadership, not just consensus, true leadership. But when we come back, we're going to talk with Gio about how you build a culture of innovation. Back in a few.
Have you ever wondered how confectionaries are made, how spirits are distilled, or how scallops are harvested? Well, I'm Karen Antonini, the host of the Cultivated by Karen show. Each week, we'll take you around the world from the shores of Nantucket to the hills of Donegal to the Douro Valley. Our guests share their inspiring journeys, recipes, tips, insights, and more. Find us on Apple Podcasts, iHeart, and Spotify. If you enjoy the show, please don't forget to subscribe and like. Follow us at Cultivated by Karen show on Instagram.
Hi, I'm Robert Reese, and if you'd like to learn from the top CEOs in America, join me weekday afternoons at 5 p.m. for the Best of the CEO Forum on 1540 AM WADK, Newport, Rhode Island.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. That's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hi, this is Robert Reese back on the CEO Show, where we interview the CEOs who have reinvented the fabric of America. And we're talking with Vertiv. And Vertiv is really the absolute leader globally in data, in building the infrastructure that makes data work. So we've learned a lot about that. And now we want to talk about you, 27,000 people. Let's talk about this culture, because you've such an innovative culture with a lot of engineers, a lot of really smart people. What's your philosophy on how you lead that culture?
Sure, absolutely. Well, thank you. A very important question for us to start with. I go back to the interview you had with Rob Jensen, my predecessor, and he was saying we will continuously and constantly increase our R&D spend. So I just want to make sure I reiterate the message. We are being very true to that statement, and we will continue to be true to that statement. But just investing more doesn't necessarily cut it. So it is about what type of culture you foster. We're very focused on fostering a culture of high performance in everything we do, and certainly in everything innovation. So for us, making sure that we coordinate our innovation efforts globally, making sure that we experience every market in which we operate, from the American market to an extremely competitive Chinese market, making sure that we coordinate our effort under a clear CTO leadership is essential. So it's a lot of our productivity, but it's very much about the voice of our customer, the voice of our users. So we are very intentional in the way we harvest the voice of our customer, and even, dare I say, more intentional in the degree to which we cooperate and partner with our customers and with the other key players in the industry. And we were talking earlier about artificial intelligence. We're talking about how the infrastructure will change. Well, we're thinking about density of power and density of heat in a data center, or even in Iraq, that is, I would say, unprecedented and very much, you know, paving new roads. And we do not necessarily know the roads that are uncharted yet. So working with those who define and build the chip technology is essential. That's just one example. So to recap, invest, make sure that your effort is really global, but you are fit to fight in every single market, have a very strong technology roadmap ahead, and partner with the innovators in the industry.
When you talk about uncharted paths, you're at the forefront of data. How do you chart what's going to be next?
Again, you need to know your space extremely well. Knowing your space extremely well is always tricky because you can become complacent or have a incumbent bias that becomes poisoning. So again, you have to always challenge yourself, and you have always to ask your engineering team, what if something else happened and something totally unexpected happened? How would we react? So really work against those biases. And the best way to work against those biases, make sure that you partner with those who are at the forefront. For example, partnering with the chip manufacturers is something that has not been done historically in the industry, but that we are doing right now, because only then you know what type of product they will be out in 3 and 5 years, and you're with them.
What are the mistakes people make when they try to partner? Because it's clear that partnerships are core to your strategy.
I think partnerships should not just be a piece of paper, physical electronic, that you then post on your website. A partnership needs to be a profound common understanding, a multi-level relationship that unfolds, and one where the two parties are truly peer in developing future technologies. And again, that's something that cannot be delegated to just some engineers. It has to be from CEO down, something that you live day in, day out. But of course, you have to also partner with the right people in the industry. And that's, again, it's about how well you can understand what the future looks like.
And when you talk about preparation, how have your previous roles and responsibilities prepared you for the challenges of leading a global company?
I have, since I was at university, I would say, I'm an engineer by education. But I decided that, I'm not an engineer, like the real engineer, the real stuff. I like to run stuff. I like to run businesses, and I started in operations because that was the natural place as a mechanical engineer.
So final question, the future of Vertiv, tell us about your vision.
Well, the vision is certainly continuing to enable the digital infrastructure of the world. Data is going to accelerate. The demands are going to become more and more complicated in terms of technology, as I was explained, but also in terms of environmental footprint. There is a very clear shift toward of the industry as a whole towards a lighter and lighter environmental footprint. That is cultural. That is a need because economically, it's clearly what the world needs and what the industry needs. But there is also the right regulatory pressure around that. It's very important for us to be enabling also that part of the evolution with our products and with our solutions. And the industry is growing, and the critical infrastructure is definitely supporting the way we live and we conduct business nowadays, and even more so in the future. We're proud to enable today's and tomorrow's business.
And there you have it. Gio, what a pleasure it is having you on the CEO show.
Robert, it's been absolutely a pleasure, and thank you very much.
And everyone, think about these things. Number one, whatever market you're in, experience the market. Learn that from Gio. Number two, we know that data and AI is the future. Focus on that and get everything lined up. And number three,
most significantly, while strategy is critical, if you can't execute, forget it. So focus on execution. See you next week.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.